This is St. Louis Public Radio. The 2020 census begins collecting responses in our region in about a month. The count determines congressional representation and how federal and state funding is distributed. Early estimates indicate Illinois will lose population. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports local Metro East organizations are taking charge to ensure an accurate count.
The 2020 census is a big deal for communities in the Metro East. Most cities in the region can't afford an undercount.
It's all about revenue.
Jennifer Ferguson is a 2020 census coordinator for Belleville. She's part of a city committee that's tasked with ensuring an accurate count. More about how communities plan to reach this goal later. First, here's why an accurate count is so important. Ferguson says cities across Illinois get money from the state based on their population. It comes from things like
income tax, use tax, and motor fuel tax, which is some of the largest sources of revenue that the city has in order to pay for those public services.
Belleville's estimated 42,000 residents represent nearly $7 million of revenue in the 2020 fiscal year. Ferguson says that money pays for everyday things like the fire department and police. An undercount risks more than revenue for other communities in the region. East St. Louis and Collinsville could both lose their home rule status. Shannon Anderson is a program manager at Teens Against Killing Everywhere, which is based in East St. Louis.
If the population drops below 25,000 people, they will lose home rule and will not be recognized as a city anymore and will be, for lack of a better word, downgraded into a village.
Home rule in Illinois gives cities the broad ability to create regulations, rules, and taxes without having to ask permission from the state general assembly. Drop below the 25,000 mark, and a community's residents have to decide if the home rule power stays. Anderson says the city can't risk an undercount.
East St. Louis is already a community that's been reeling from several losses over several decades.
With so much riding on the results of the census, city governments and community organizations across the Metro East are working together to count everyone who lives here. Lisa Mersinger of Madison County Community Development leads a census information meeting in Edwardsville.
Since we don't know, or I haven't met this group, do you think we could go around and just say your name and where you're from so I get an idea of who everybody is?
The attendees in the room begin to introduce themselves.
Yolanda Cockrell, Quonset Community Development Center.
There are mayors, city and village officials, but also representatives from community-facing groups, like public libraries and the NAACP. Mersinger explains why the census is important and some general reasons why Madison County's population is hard to count.
You know, we have mobile population, information explosion. What information do you believe? Just trusting the government is a big thing. So that's what we're dealing with here.
She then fields questions and ideas for different ways the county's population can be reached. Mersinger adds how the county government can help individual communities.
We are here, and part of our grant is to print stuff off. We can provide you with any materials.
Madison County Community Development received a portion of state grant money that's supposed to help local communities encourage more responses to the census. Tina Hubert, the 6 Mile Regional Library District Executive Director, says Madison County is mobilizing every available resource it has for the census count.
I think it's essential. Libraries, as an example, are fairly trusted by communities. We're not going to spam or spoof.
She says the library in Granite City is already fielding questions about the census weeks before responses will be collected.
People are wondering, okay, when is this going to happen? What am I going to have to do? Most of the questions that we've been getting, though, are from seniors and veterans.
Teens Against Killing Everywhere also received grant money from the state, focusing on counts in St. Clair, Calhoun, Jersey, Clinton, Washington, and Monroe counties. Anderson says this kind of approach to census outreach is novel.
They've never done it like this before, where they put it in the community's hands to encourage their citizens to participate.
She says involving entire communities this time around is crucial.
Whether that be the census or youth programming or housing development, community development, whatever it is, people are just more comfortable with people who look like them, with people they know have their communities best interests at heart.
In today's political climate, Anderson says familiarity and trust are the keys to an accurate count. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmidt, St. Louis Public Radio.